crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. Did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatolidibop, shabadooey, the revel in hilarity, it's pork therapy.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to a very special pork therapy.
Oh, this
now,
time...
Now, just to bring it full circle, this one actually is special. There's been a running joke on the show since the beginning, since we've been doing the show for about, a year and a half or more?
Yeah.
That I say special too much. I say everything is special, and it dilutes the potency of the word special, and Mike always makes fun of me for that. but this one, in this case, is actually really special because
Because it's probably the last.
Yes.
Or at least as it is.
It's the last episode of Pork Therapy as it is. And, you know, our show has been changing from the beginning. But
yeah.
We started off as a relationship talk show, and we're still a relationship talk show. And the way we describe ourselves now, I guess you could say, is that we talk about relationships from a voluntarist perspective, right?
Yeah, we have a much stronger focus on liberty
mm-hmm.
as far a bent, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We take relationships and...
Liberty
and,
bent.
Yeah.
We directly apply voluntarist principles to relationships.
We now have a more professional and hopefully more enjoyable presentation than
mm-hmm.
when we first started.
Absolutely, with a theme song and more better audio quality and some editing. It does
wonders. Well, and the style.
And the style.
Yeah.
I agree. I've personally made an effort to cut out ums and ahs and that kind of thing.
That's good.
That was pretty funny. A little comic relief there. But anyway, yeah. And so one of the things about our show that I think people have always enjoyed is the dynamic between Mike and I, the witty banter and so forth.
And I always enjoy it.
I do too. I certainly enjoy it. We've been good friends for the past 2 years.
Yep.
And I think we will continue to be good friends
yes.
and going on into the future. I certainly hope so. Anyway... But the reason that we're doing this show right now is to let you know about a major announcement about Pork Therapy. And, Mike, do you want to tell people what that is?
No, do you? No, I'm just kidding. The change, this is just a transition show. We're announcing a transition because
right.
the show and the idea that communication is key in all relationships and voluntarism is good and healthy and all that,
mm-hmm.
that will all continue, but it will be with Stephanie and however she... wants to, you know, shape the show. I am going to stop doing the show.
Yeah. Now, I think a lot of our listeners will hear that and say, oh, that's sad.
Well, are you
sad about that, Mike?
I am sad.
Yeah.
But, you know, the last show that we did
mm-hmm.
was very long, but, you know, one nugget you could take out of it is that people change.
People change, yeah. Oh,
well, actually, everything changes. And
we want everyone to be happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And there are, and I have changed numerous times in my life, but... Over the last year and a half that we've been doing these, I've changed a little bit here and there, and I'm at the point now where pork therapy is not what you want pork therapy to be, Stephanie, is not what I want it to be, and I think what you want it to be is very good. I just don't want to make it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that didn't sound good. It sounded mean, and I don't want it to sound mean. It's not mean.
No, I understand what you're saying, and I'm not offended at all. Basically... Our listeners don't really know this because Mike hasn't been very public about talking about it on the show, but Mike has had on the show. One of the things that major things that we discuss is the Liberty Movement,
yeah.
so-called, and being here in New Hampshire, we both moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're participants, we're Liberty activists trying to get more freedom in our lifetime, or at least we were when we moved here. And since starting to do this show about a year and a half ago, I think Mike and I have diverged pretty significantly in our level
of
wanting to be a part of the sort of community.
You moved here before me for the Free State Project,
mm-hmm.
but I would say in the last year and a half, you have become more active liberty, and I have become far less.
Yes.
And, you know, I guess it's not important why those things have happened, so I don't have to go into my story. but
well, it is important, and I know you're probably not. Maybe you're not ready to discuss it, or you don't really want to reveal it.
But I certainly don't want to discuss it because it'll take. You know, we made a show, or we recorded a conversation where I discussed my issues with the Liberty community here, mm-hmm. and it was like an hour or an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
and that's how long it was. But I decided I didn't want to, you know, air my dirty laundry and make it a show. But if we have a discussion, it'll be another hour, hour and a half, and I don't want that.
Okay.
I guess I could summarize if you think, you know, someone's curious, but I think really know how it's relevant.
I think they definitely would be curious, because if I were someone who was listening to the show, I would probably be interested in the Liberty Movement. Maybe someone's listening from afar, and they're like, oh, huh, these people in New Hampshire, they're getting active for freedom, and they're forming a kind of a community, like they're associating with each other. And I want to know more about what that's all about. And shows like ours, shows that are on the Liberty Radio Network and others, kind of showcase what's happening here, I think.
Yeah.
And I think people would be curious to know why you are feeling kind of, correct me if I'm wrong here, but why you feel disillusioned or it hasn't met your expectations of what you were thinking when you moved here.
Well, I guess technically it did meet my expectations for at least a year, year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to either realize things or things started to change, and that no longer meets my expectations. But okay, I'll summarize. And that is that first the good, I guess. The ideas of freedom, the principles of liberty and personal responsibility and individual freedom, I completely agree with. And
mm-hmm.
you know, and voluntarism I agree with, and agorism I agree with, and the non-aggression principle I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
The principles I don't have a problem with. What I have grown, I would say actually slowly over the last year, year and a half,
mm-hmm.
to have a problem with is the people, generally speaking, in this movement and how they live up to or don't those ideas. Because almost everyone in this movement proudly and strongly claims to be pro-liberty. And, you know, they'll break it down into more detail, you know, what kind of liberty and how they define it and what they're for.
Mm-hmm.
But I have just found too many times that this community, and I'm air quoting that, of liberty activists is... I got to preface this, actually. I'm generalizing. It's not every single person here. It's just too many of the group... Too many of the individuals in the group are this way, I feel, and hence I don't want to associate with the group. So I'm choosing which individuals I like and want to keep associating with. But what I've found is that too many people espouse the principles of liberty, but then act differently and have some excuses, and then they're gossipy, and then they're hurtful, and then they try and raise all kinds of drama to cover up issues or change the topic, and they are hypocritical, and they're hurtful towards other members of their liberty community. You know, at the very least, well, I don't know. I don't need to go into detail about that. They're hurtful, and no one's ever wrong in this liberty community. They've got their ideas and their interpretations of liberty and how to live it, and if someone has another idea... A lot of props to the individuals in this community. There's a lot of discussion, a lot of debate, actually, I'll say, and drama about it.
Yep.
But one's ever wrong. They have their ideas, and I don't know how they came about them. A lot of people had to change a lot to become this liberty-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they've stopped changing, because it's so rare that I hear people in this community wrong about an idea and change their mind, and to the point of friendships lost and people being hurt and whatever. And I'm just kind of really sick of dealing with the liberty community as a group. And I'm sick of, you know, putting myself on the line for liberty, and because my style of activism was civil disobedience.
Non-cooperation
with authority and civil disobedience. So
yeah.
That entailed a lot of government on my back and a lot of, you know, time in jail.
You went to jail at one point,
right? And problems.
You did some freedom to travel. You did some freedom to run a business of, you know, food sales and build a house on your own property.
And still coming back to me.
Yeah.
But with my choice of activism as such, there were a number of times where this liberty community, the individuals in this community, did support the activism. But as far as, I would say even that's predominant, that the members of this community will support other activism. Now, there's still hurtfulness even amongst activists about activism, right? Like, people who are in the system, political, and people who are out of the system, say civil disobedience, they will hurt each other over their various types of activism.
Yep.
But that aside, which I don't like, but that aside, if I'm civilly disobedient, pretty much every other civilly disobedient activist will support my activism. That I give props to. But as a person, there's no continuity there. I mean, they'll go back on their word to pay back loans. They'll go back on their personal agreements. They'll be forgetful.
Which is fraud, right? Which is a violation of the non-aggression principle,
right.
Which people...
And then they'll have an excuse for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and an excuse for it. And, I'm not wrong for defrauding you. There's a reason for it. And it goes this and this. And because of this happened, then it's okay. Whatever. So I'm sick of dealing with the liberty community. And I'm air quoting that again. I'm just going to pick and choose the individuals who I think are, you know, upstanding and actually hold to their word and who I can associate with and I like and I enjoy and who aren't hurtful and whatnot. And so I don't really want to do the civilly disobedient type of activism, at least not this point anymore in my life, because I don't feel I don't want that kind of heat on me with those people coming to my support or maybe coming to my support. So that was a long-winded way to say I'm kind of done with the community here. And over the last 6 months, maybe 9-ish months-ish, this show has become more and more and more about the community. It's always about relationships and how you can be happier and healthier, but we've been tilting it more and more towards liberty and moving to New Hampshire for liberty and et cetera. And you know, it's not something I want to promote anymore. So,
well, I'm listening to you, Mike.
Yeah.
I just want to add that for me, one of the reasons that I do this show is activism. It's because I want to help people learn how to work out their problems within this community and beyond. I want to hopefully say things that people will grab onto and use them to better their own relationships and their own lives and help people really apply the principles of liberty that they are interested in to their own personal relationships, which ultimately are the thing that people have the most control over. You know, you can't really control yourself. Yeah, you can't have really much effect on the economy or the wars or anything like that, despite disagreeing with how they're managed or that they exist in the case of war. But you do have ultimate control over your personal relationships. And so for me, that's kind of the reason why I do this show.
Well, I think that's a fantastic reason, and I think it's great that the show will continue, and I hope you continue to help people become happier and healthier. It does kind of make, just you saying that or me hearing that kind of makes me feel like, well, I guess it makes me feel like I should clarify something. I don't think I'm perfect. I've made mistakes. I've been hypocritical. I've been the drama queen. I don't think I've ever defrauded anyone.
Anyone's perfect.
Well, right. I'm not, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to make it known that, I have tried with a number of these people that I've had problems with on an individual and private basis to try and resolve issues using techniques we've talked about in the show. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes. I've been bad at communication and whatever. I've tried to learn from it, but I've made mistakes.
Even putting in an effort is more than most people.
Well, that could be.
You
know, I was going to say, even though I've made some mistakes, nonetheless, I feel I've made good efforts and been hurt by them, by these people, or hurt for them by these people. You know what I'm saying? And again, I'm generalizing, not every single person in the liberty community, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked about this off the air,
right,
and privately,
numerous times.
So I do know what you're saying, but I don't think the listeners will. But I think they can empathize and appreciate that, hey, Mike has had some bad experiences since he moved here. And believe me, he's not exaggerating. I mean, he's been... had some experiences that have very seriously impacted his life in financial ways, in other ways, in personal relationships. I mean, it's...
Negatively.
It's, right. He's not basically just... Some people might hear this and think, oh, he's just whining or whatever. He's not whining.
Well, that's actually what I wanted to say, and thank you for thinking that and saying that. But and frankly, if you think I'm whining, think it. But but I want, you know, God, where was I going to go with that? Oh, a person who I would admire for having a better quality than me would probably be able to be patient enough to work these problems out. I've given up. I've tried as much as I want to try, and I no longer want to work them out. I want to stop associating with certain individuals. So I'm going to do that. A lot of them in this community. Now I'm going to do that. So what does that mean? Go ahead.
Well, sorry to interrupt, but it's always, you know, you can try to work problems out. And I think that oftentimes in general, people give up on working out problems before the point where they could be worked out. You know, I think people sometimes give up too early and relationships are too quick to cut off relationships or burn bridges. But I also agree that there's definitely some times where you only have so much time in your life and you want to spend it with the people who
aren't going to hurt you.
Right. Or who benefit your life the most and who you are mutually enriching each other's lives and time on earth. Right. And so it's, you can't, I don't think you can, you have a unlimited time and energy to expend on conflicts that may be very difficult to resolve. So what I'm saying is that I don't judge your decision to stop trying with certain individuals.
Thank you.
And certainly
I'm actually still judging it. You know, I may change my mind in the future, but right now it's what I need to do. Mm-hmm. I keep, you know, thinking in the back of my mind, well, you know, maybe there's a better way to deal with this or another way to deal with it or whatever, but right now it's the one that feels right to me and that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So how does this affect pork therapy? Well, only because pork therapy, or at least what Stephanie wants it to become, is activism, right? And it is
for
amongst,
me, it's activism.
Right. And it is amongst this community
thing.
Of, right?
Yeah.
That that's not something I want to participate with anymore. Again, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm saying it's not something I want to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So this show is going to become Stephanie's.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been a difficult decision. I mean, we've talked about this before in the past.
Months.
Yeah. It wasn't just a hasty thing that we decided to undertake today. It was basically, yeah, months in the making, this kind of growing disconnect between what we imagined for the future of the show and for the reasons why we wanted to do the show and so forth. So we didn't arrive at this decision lightly, but I will continue to do the show and have the website up and hopefully do some more promotion and cross-promotion on other shows and stuff like that. And we're going to keep the name the same. I imagine some things will change.
Logo. Is my little porcupine going to have an X through it now?
No way.
I'm kidding. Well, the logo should change.
I will not
when
X you out.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I have some ideas about what I'd like to do with the show and the logo and stuff, but all of that is really secondary. And, you know, people may hear this show and think, oh, I'm just giving up on Mike. And I'm like, okay, well, see you later. I'll just do the show myself. But
no,
this is actually something that we've been talking about for quite some time.
And we've been trying, with various changes that we've instituted, we've been trying to keep the show going despite our growing differences.
Right.
And
right.
It's just not working out.
Right. But we're still going to become friends.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're still going to be friends. Not become friends. Because we became friends about 2 years ago. But we're still going to be friends and we're still going to see each other on a social basis.
Yes.
But working together on an activism project when one person doesn't want to participate in activism and one person does, there's a little bit of a mismatch there. So, and you know, on pork therapy, we've advocated this in the past. If you have a partner, whether it's a romantic partner or a business partner, in this case, that's what we are. We're business partners on pork therapy. And there's a fundamental disconnect, you know, you can try to work it out, which we have, we've talked about it a lot. Or, you know, you can part ways and be amicable about it. And I think we're choosing option two, but pork therapy will go on and some things will change. Some things will stay consistent. But if you have suggestions
this
or if
song
you have
remains
feedback,
the song remains the same.
It sure does. And Led Zeppelin said that.
That's right.
Mike loves classic rock. But if you have suggestions, we're going to keep, you know, our old email address. You can email us at questions@porktherapy.com for any suggestions that you might have or what you want to see out of the show. Or you can always email me at stephanie@porktherapy.com. And that's Stephanie with a PH and pork with a C.
And Stephanie with an IE, or is Y common or not?
I've only ever seen one other Stephanie with a Y, but I'm Stephanie with a PHANIE. Yeah.
And the phone number?
And the phone number is 419-PT-LOVE-4 if you'd like to tell us, or if you'd like to audition, because I still don't know who my co-host is going to be or if I'm going to have a co-host. So I'm going to have to figure that out. Wow. I have a lot of thinking to do, but if you'd like to lend your voice, especially if you're local.
Yeah. But local actually is pretty broadly termed.
Yeah.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, exactly. So the one thing that I want to say, Mike, is that it's been super fun to do this show with you, and I'm really glad that we got it off the ground. I still remember the day that we started thinking about doing pork therapy, and we were just sitting around hanging out, and we were like, well, we should write like a advice column or something like that. And you were like, well, let's just do a podcast. And then we said, okay, and we just
like
recorded
5 minutes later,
the first episode right then and there.
I've loved doing this. I'm probably going to regret not doing it anymore, at least on that ground, that I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm probably not going to regret if I ever remember all the things that I don't like about it, so.
Well, how about this? I'll leave an open door if you know, if at some point down the line we can reevaluate and decide that our goals are matching up a little bit better.
And
then
we should, because things change.
Yeah, they certainly do. They certainly do. So I'll leave the door open for you to come back if you ever want to, Mike. Or, even if you just want to come for one show. Yes, it's the back door. And even if you just want to come for one show and make a guest appearance, that's totally cool with me, too.
Thank you.
And hey, the thing that I really most wanted to say, I'm sorry.
No, you.
Well, the thing that I most really wanted to say is that I'm really, truly sorry that you had these negative experiences here in New Hampshire and kind of entrusted a community. I guess it's kind of collectivistic to say that, but...
I was saying, too, but...
Well, I'm just sorry that you had these bad experiences. I think that you're a nice person who keeps his agreements and keeps his word. And I would hope that you would get reciprocity in both of those things. And I'm sorry that you didn't get that reciprocity.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I did from certain people like you, and that's why I'm still friends with you.
Yes, and we will be friends forever. Well, you know, nothing is forever, but I think I can confidently say that Mike and I are going to still be friends and we'll continue to see each other, even if we don't do the show. So, yep, I guess that's it. Some major changes, but we'll...
Oh, another change?
Yes.
Theme song.
I guess we have to change the theme song, yeah.
I hope Hannah's available.
I don't know what we're going to change it to, but... Yeah, I'll get in touch with Hannah. So, I guess that's it. I'll see you next time. Mike, maybe we'll see you in a different form.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening for so long and for asking questions and making the show... So helping make the show so great.
Yeah, it's been a blast. And it'll continue to be a blast.
I hope that all you listeners continue to listen and learn and improve your relationships and become happier.
So anyway, thanks so much for listening. And yes. Mike, I'll let you have the last word.
Thanks. Thanks. I've enjoyed it.
Me too.
Excellent.
Hell yeah. Okay. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, 'cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.